This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, second hour of Intelligent Medicine, because we're heard 2 hours each weekend, and you can listen via the internet, or you can also circle back on Mondays and hear the entire 2 hours, because we post our program as a podcast somewhere around 10 or 11 Eastern Standard Time out here on the East Coast and across the country, of course. And I just want to share what an extraordinary pleasure it is to have the privilege to be here and help interpret for you some of the most important health stories in the news and to answer your questions. That's what this program is all about. 877-726-TALK, 877-726-8255. If you want to pose a question this hour, and a very happy Easter and Passover weekend. It's a time of celebration and repose and anticipation of the beauty of nature as spring pops up across the country and around the world. And so imagine this scenario. You go to the psychiatrist, and a psychiatrist sees you, and you tell the psychiatrist, "I'm depressed." And the psychiatrist says, "Take a hike." And you wonder, what in the heck are you talking about? I'm here to get help. Well, it turns out that access to nature reduces depression and obesity, according to a large European study. And of course, this is one of those duh studies, because we know that being exposed to trees and green spaces and horizons has a salutary effect on the mind. It's a natural healer. The study cites research that 26% of England's minority ethnic populations visit natural environments less than three times a year, and that's not good from a public health standpoint. So there's some advocacy here for green spaces. They say that people living close to trees and green spaces are less likely to be obese, inactive, or dependent on antidepressants. Middle-aged Scottish men with homes in deprived but verdant areas were found to have a death rate 16% lower than their more urban counterparts. Well, okay, they may be poor, but they have exposure to greens. But one factor that this study, I don't think, takes into account is the effects of environmental pollution. I mean, yeah, it's great to walk in the woods, but if you're living in the inner city, you can always hop public transportation, get yourself to a park, but you're living amidst an incredible amount of environmental pollution. But they say that nature is an under-recognized healer. Big study looking at more than 200 papers. It's the most wide-ranging probe yet into the dynamics of health, nature, and well-being, and it will be part of the European Commission literature on health. They say the evidence is strong and growing that people and communities can only thrive when they have access to nature. And so there will be an initiative to get more people living closer to trees and parks. Previous U.S. research has found that, check this out, hospital patients with tree views from their windows were discharged a day earlier than those whose rooms faced brick walls. I can believe that. And, you know, imagine if you're an apartment dweller facing a brick wall. You pay a premium here in Manhattan for any kind of a view. And it also certainly associated with the affluence, because those who can afford to live on higher floors, close to verdant parks, try getting an apartment on Central Park South or Central Park West or on Fifth Avenue facing the park. These apartments cost literally millions of dollars, and they could still be what somebody who in Dayton, Ohio might consider a cubbyhole, but because of their proximity to the park and green environs, you're paying a premium. And adding extra 10 trees to a Toronto city block provided health benefits to residents equivalent to a $10,000 increase in annual income, or being 7 years younger, according to his study in 2015. So you can even quantify the benefits of exposure to nature. So get out there, you know, look at some flowers, look at some spring blossoms, take a hike. Let's talk to Wayne in Hiawatha, Kansas. Hiawatha. Okay. Wow. That's Indian country out there.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess the only tomahawks that are flying these days are flying over Syria, but not in your neck of the woods anymore.
I hope not.
Okay. What's your question, Wayne?
Well, I'm a cancer survivor, and so this last year, it seems like I've lost circulation in my feet, mm-hmm. and they get really icy cold.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden I'm getting these, like, constant tingling feelings in the bottom around my toes.
Yeah.
My ankles kind of turn purple.
Yeah.
Now, is that cyanosis, or is that this other thing?
Well, by definition, you know, when your feet turn purple, cyan is, you know, it's a word that means blue. And so, yeah, cyanosis is, yeah, the, you know, bluish extremities. So what kind of cancer did you have, and what kind of treatment did you have?
I had a tumor between my esophagus and trachea.
Okay.
And I had 13 chemos and 13 radiations.
Okay, bingo. So
before they got it.
Yeah, so when you have chemo, there can be effects. And, you know, what I suspect you have is a case of peripheral neuropathy, which is the nerves are affecting the feet. And, maybe there's some circulatory issues, but it can change the way that your blood flows to the extremities, because the nerves govern flow as much as the caliber of your blood vessels. I'm not sure if you have blockage in your blood vessels.
That's
another story. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Would that cause blackouts also when you cough real hard?
Oh, that's a whole other story. I don't, you know, I'd have to look at the whole extent of your surgery and the chemo. And, you know, it sounds like you're suffering from some degree of general debilitation after your cancer and after the treatments, which are, you know, probably aggressive. So, okay, let's assume that you have some degree of peripheral neuropathy. It's a common side effect of cancer chemotherapy. You can take alpha-lipoic acid, okay? Your doctor would be okay with that, because that's not likely to make the cancer worse in any way. Alpha-lipoic acid is helpful for neuropathy. And you could also add to that acetyl-L-carnitine, or ALC, which you can obtain in a health food store. We also have these products available at drhoffman.com. When I mention something obscure, sometimes you can just shop at drhoffman.com and do a search, and you'll find the product in question. So those are two pretty good therapies for chemo-induced neuropathy. You know, it's a more complicated picture. I mean, maybe after a cancer that's affected your swallowing mechanism, you could be malabsorbing certain critical nutrients. So if you were a patient of mine, I would do, you know, and maybe you can find a doctor out there who can undertake this, do a complete nutritional workup, because you're at risk for nutritional deficiencies by definition. When you have a cancer that affects esophagus and swallowing and absorption of nutrients, you might be deficient in some key nutrients, which, you know, could have an impact on your nerve sensations. I'm thinking particularly vitamin B12. That's certainly a no-brainer. That needs to be checked, because a B12 deficiency could cause you problems. Beyond that,
yeah,
I
do the B12 and the multivitamin and the fish oil.
Okay, and that's good, and that's all good. But, you know, it's possible, theoretically, you know, when you got some absorption issues, that what you're taking is not being absorbed by mouth, and you may need shots. I'm just saying. I mean, it's possible given the circumstances. So get checked out. See a nutritionally oriented physician in your area. And I don't know what, you know, I don't have a directory for Hiawatha, Kansas. But, you know, you got some pretty big urban areas probably within driving distance. And, you know, find yourself a nutritionally oriented practitioner who maybe can give you some insights into what you could do to bolster your system so you feel better and improve that circulation.
I do have another question.
Well, if it's a quick one, I can take it.
Would this have anything to do with type 2 diabetes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, clearly, it's a double whammy. It's a double whammy. Because
my brother
and
my sister have that.
Yeah.
But they tested me, and they said it was negative. But I don't know. Maybe they didn't do the right test. I don't know.
Well, it's possible that their criteria aren't stringent enough, Wayne, because what they sometimes do, and your patient's older, you know, maybe been through some stuff like cancer treatment, and yeah, maybe you got borderline blood sugar, but if you don't have full-blown diabetes, they say no biggie. But it may be that you've got, you know, hemoglobin A1C that's on the borderline, and that too could, in conjunction with chemo, cause you some circulatory problems and certainly nerve problems. That's a possibility. So check it out. Thanks for your call.
All right.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-TALK is our number. And you can also, if you know, a little towards the end of the program and you don't want to call us today, you can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. That provides grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, wherein we answer questions that are emailed to us. So if you want to weigh in with an inquiry, you can send it to radioprogram@AOL.com, and within 2 or 3 weeks, we're a little backlogged, we'll get around to answering your question. Could a marathon end up killing you? Well, the answer to that question lies in a recent edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. And what they found was that on marathon days, the death rate was about 28% higher in local hospitals. So what's up with that? Were marathon contestants dropping like flies? Well, occasionally it happens, and it's tragic. But even during an event as large as the New York City Marathon, where there are literally tens of thousands of contestants, it's very rare to see a death. Yeah, maybe every couple of years somebody dies, but considering that it's an incredible feat, and that frankly, some of the contestants are older, maybe not that well trained, maybe they did it on a dare, it's amazing that more marathon contestants don't die. So what's up with that statistic? A 28% increase in death rate at the time of marathons in certain cities where marathons are held. And the answer is no, it's not the marathon contestants. It turns out that in marathon-affected areas, when road closures are likely, individuals who have medical emergencies have longer trips to the hospital, longer transport times than on non-marathon dates. There can be a traffic jam or a lengthy detour, and the delay in treatment actually increases the death rate. And so I recently was looking at a race on the North Fork of Long Island, and I thought, you know, this would be a fun race to do. And they canceled the race. And maybe it was about, you know, getting insurance for the race, but maybe it was about the traffic congestion and the logistical problems that these races cause, because they are an enormous disruption and not just an inconvenience, but could actually lead to increased death rates as people are delayed in getting to the hospital promptly. Let's talk to Mike in Denson, Iowa. How you doing, Mike?
Hello, doctor.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Okay, the reason I ask you is that I'm on a microphone and earphones.
Okay. Well, as long as you're not using a tin can with strings, we hear you just fine.
Yeah, we're primitive, but not that primitive.
Okay. Yeah, well, what's the population of Denson, Iowa?
7,000.
Oh, wow. Okay, it's a big metropolis. Okay.
Yeah, it's all due to packing plants.
Oh, that's a lot of hogs.
Yeah, that's what it is hogs.
Yep. Okay. So what's your question?
Well, I'd like to know what you think of taking kava for pain.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, you know, kava is actually a relaxant. It comes from the South Seas, and it induces a mild degree of euphoria. I've tried it, and the sensation is kind of pleasant, but I'm not sure what it would do for pain. I mean, it might ameliorate pain slightly. What's the nature of the pain you're experiencing? Oh, I guess we get to talk to Mike after the break, because we're coming up against a hard break, and we just collided with it. So when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Mike from Denson, Iowa. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about intelligent medicine. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we were unceremoniously cut off when we were trying to answer Mike's question. Mike is from Iowa. Mike, you still on with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so your question is about kava for pain. But I asked you, what's the nature of the pain? What's causing you pain?
Well, the diagnosis is a tense nerve in the back, causing pain in my left thigh.
Uh-huh. And are they proposing surgery for that, or you know, steroid injections or something?
I've already had surgery, and it didn't take, but he...
Yeah.
Now he thinks he should have fused it. He didn't fuse it the first time.
Okay, folks, you know, this is sort of a cautionary tale about surgery. Surgery only goes so far in terms of treating back pain. And, yeah, it's possible that a fusion may be beneficial for you, but you got to watch out because often the surgery is, well, unsuccessful. You know, failed back surgery, big problem in this country. And in some places, they're too trigger-happy to do back surgery. And, you know, when it comes down to it, even conventional painkillers, you know, stronger than Kava, don't do a good job with back pain. I mean, we can use Tylenol, but studies show that Tylenol doesn't do hardly anything for back pain. It actually fails miserably in trials. Advil, yeah, maybe some short-term relief, but nothing long-term. They just did a study on something called Lyrica, which is something that supposedly works on nerve pain. It washed out when it comes to treating back pain. So then we've got an epidemic in this country of people who are addicted to OxyContin and Percocet and narcotic pain relievers. And, you know, this is a main pathway to permanent disability for a lot of Americans, costly because they collect disability. And disability actually costs Americans about one-tenth of our entire military budget. It's something like $95 billion for disability in this country, and not to mention the lost productivity and the demoralization that it causes. You know, we've got a very scary trend, which is that, you know, we tend to think of poor and minority people as suffering severe health consequences in America. Well, we now see a trend towards reverse longevity in white Americans, and a lot of that comes from people who have injuries. They're inappropriately placed on pain medications. They deteriorate. They often commit suicide because of chronic depression. And this, I mean, it's a serious and pervasive problem. We need a better way of dealing with pain other than just prescribing addictive pain medications and doing back surgery. So things that help. Yoga helps. Mindfulness meditation helps. Chiropractic can help. Acupuncture can help. All of these modalities can make a difference. But, you know, I really believe that, you know, once you have a severe back problem, it's sometimes hard to reverse. And we really should be teaching kids how to prevent back pain from a very early age, beginning early courses in, you know, if not yoga, rudimentary stretching, core exercises to keep people's core strong, so that it supports the spinal column. I really think that this is an issue that's best nipped in the bud early rather than shutting the barn door after the horse gets out and you have chronic pain. I mean, you may be a candidate for back surgery. Give fish oil a try, too. High-dose fish oil has been shown to reduce the need for back surgery. It has an anti-inflammatory effect, and that may ultimately make a difference. Good luck to you. All right. This item, which is in response to an article that a lot of people asked me about earlier this week in the New York Times. And, you know, I take a really skeptical view towards the health reporting in the New York Times, particularly when it comes to supplements, because there's surely a negative bias towards supplements. New York Times health reporter Gina Collada penned an article which was somewhat snarkily headlined, quote, "Why are so many people popping vitamin D?" And the thrust of the article was, there's no evidence beyond osteoporosis that vitamin D does anything whatsoever against heart disease, dementia, depression, cancer, autoimmunity, etc. But what's interesting in the article is, that's the tone of the article, but she actually mentions several studies that are investigating just that, or that have confirmed the benefits of vitamin D. So she says, why are people popping vitamin D? Well, there's good reason, because there's many studies that suggest a benefit. They also weigh in on frequent testing for vitamin D, saying that's not necessary. Why bother testing for vitamin D? And a recent big public health agency has recommended that we lower the requirements for vitamin D. Now, why would we do that, especially in light of this month's edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition has a big article. It's the largest study of its kind, looking at the relationship between vitamin D levels and coronary artery disease. This study involves 34 different trials and over 180,000 participants over many years, some of the studies lasting 10, 15, 20 or more years. And what they found was that there was an inverse association between cardiovascular events or deaths, that would be strokes and heart attacks, and blood levels of vitamin D. And in fact, for each 10-point increase in vitamin D levels, there was a 10% reduction in risk. So the more vitamin D, the less risk. And what's interesting about this study is that only 5% of the people in the study had a vitamin D over 40, which is what I consider the threshold for good levels of vitamin D. So this actually was looking at a population with relatively low levels of vitamin D. They might have seen even greater protection if they'd looked at a population that included individuals like many of my patients who have vitamin D levels of 50, 60, 70 or more. So why is it that vitamin D is protective? Well, it's been shown to have a regulatory effect on heart muscle cells and vascular smooth muscle cells. It's been shown that low levels of vitamin D activate what's called the renin-angiotensin system, which increases blood pressure. Vitamin D may have anti-inflammatory effects, and there are these things called matrix metalloproteinases, MMPs, which contribute to unstable plaque and heart attacks, and vitamin D appears to inhibit them. So there's several plausible mechanisms by which vitamin D could prevent heart disease. And so in the face of this, I find it pretty amazing that the skeptics continue to challenge vitamin D supplementation, and they mock those of us who test patients frequently for vitamin D and encourage them to take supplements to optimize their levels. I think it's history will not bear out their skepticism. All right, this item, you know, if you're trying to manage blood pressure, you know how challenging that can be, and medications bring with them a host of side effects. So here's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. That's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. It's the Zona Plus. You've heard me talk about it here. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. You should try it, and you can do so risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, just simply return it for a full refund. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. And the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping, so use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com. All right, this item, and it has to do with breastfeeding. Breastfeeding has many known health benefits, but there's still debate about how it can influence kids' behavior and intelligence. And so a new study in pediatrics answers that question. Is breastfeeding beneficial? You want the good news or the bad news first? Okay, well, here's the bad news. Researchers studied 8,000 children in Ireland, and at age 3 and 5, the kids took standardized tests to measure cognitive abilities. Overall, the breastfed kids scored a tad higher, but it wasn't big enough to show statistical significance. Okay, so bad news. maybe a little bit of an improvement in intelligence, but not much. And for me, that's actually good news because I was born in 1952. That was the time of great, they thought, progress, when breastfeeding was thought to be a primitive relic of the past and new formulas were making inroads. And it was only poor, underprivileged women who used their breasts to feed their children. More educated, affluent women, like my mom, adopted the new practice of feeding formula to their kids. And thus, I was deprived of whatever benefits breastfeeding might confer. I can't go back in time. Maybe she offered me some breastfeeding at the critical time when colostrum is introduced at the in the early afterbirth period. That's an important immune priming substance. But in terms of long-term breastfeeding, no, she didn't do it. And imagine how smart I'd be had I been properly breastfed. Okay, here's the good news, though. The good news is that there were behavioral dividends of breastfeeding. There was a positive benefit of breastfeeding on hyperactive behavior. They say the effect is small, but it's there. So the editorial published in Pediatrics points out that how breastfeeding may influence cognitive ability is controversial. They point out that four prior studies that found breastfeeding improved performance on IQ testing suggested a small but durable impact of breastfeeding on intelligence. But this has been a debate for literally decades. And the new study suggests that, yeah, maybe a little bit of benefit in terms of intelligence, but definitely a benefit in terms of behavior. And maybe, just maybe, my behavior would have been more in line. I was really a nuisance to many of my elementary school teachers. Had I been breastfed, maybe a different story. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And, you know, there's another way to get questions to us besides calling live during the program. Of course, you can email us to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll take your question, read it live on, well, actually record it on our podcast and answer it on the air. But you can also record a question by going to the homepage of drhoffman.com. And there you'll be prompted to enter a question. There's a text box on the right, which prompts you to record a question. And then we'll use your question for our weekend program, as we're about to do now with John. Hey, John.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. My wife and I are on grain-free, low-sugar, paleo-type diets, and we do take quite a few different types of nutritional supplements. And sometimes I wonder if maybe we may even be taking too many at times. Do you recommend taking a break from supplements, once a week or once a month, or what duration? I'd appreciate your answer, and I enjoy your radio show immensely. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, this is a controversy in supplementation. And, it's based on the notion that, if you continue to do something, whether it's medicine or a supplement, for a long time, the body gets used to it and the effect is diminished. And, we actually see this, pretty clearly with pain medication, for example. After a while, you get accustomed to the pain medication, you need more pain medication. It happens also in depression, where a certain antidepressant may work great for a year or two or three or even, 8 or 10, but then its efficacy diminishes. And so psychiatrists have to switch up and come up with a new medication to provide an extra boost. And theoretically, this is possible with supplements, although it's never been conclusively demonstrated. So, for example, taking high-dose vitamin D for years and years and years, does it do you eventually need to take more D, or does the benefit wear off? And if you stop, can you reboot the responsiveness to vitamin D supplementation? It's not even clear, and we'd probably have to run these types of tests for each and every vitamin supplement out there, which would be literally hundreds and hundreds of different clinical trials. So we don't know. The answer is we simply don't know. And some people write very authoritatively, there's a million opinions. You go on the internet, you get whatever opinion you want. Switch out, be on supplements 3 out of 4 weeks per month. Take a vitamin holiday once every quarter or every 6 months. But there's no evidence that that's really necessary. It just sort of may make sense intuitive. And I think what ends up happening is that people either get tired of taking supplements, or they have an upset stomach and, for a while they don't take their supplements, or maybe, they make a mistake. They go on, vacation, and as I did once, they pack up all their supplements, and then, this is what I discovered when I went to Spain a few years back, that I left all my supplements in the refrigerator. And guess what? I survived. So, the answer is there are probably very few supplements that you literally rely upon, that it's not possible to do without. There's some thought, for example, that when you take vitamin C, that you may get what's called vitamin C rebound. In other words, that stopping vitamin C abruptly could render you more likely to have infections. I haven't really seen that too much in either the scientific literature or my patients or in my own experiments with myself. So I think, it sounds like I'm being kind of wishy-washy about this, but we frankly don't know the answer to that important question. So thanks very much for, you're on the paleo diet. You're doing a lot of stuff right for yourself. That's a diet that I personally follow. I've been following something called the Whole 30. It started out as a 30-day trial about a year and a half ago, where I was going to do 30 days grain-free, legume-free, sugar-free, alcohol-free. And after I did it for a month, I felt so good that I said, I'm just going to adopt this as a lifestyle. And occasionally I'll have a drink, but much less, and my need for it has virtually vanished. So I'm clearer, sharper, lost a little excess weight, and cognitive performance, athletic performance through the roof. It really can make a difference, especially if you're suffering from some sort of autoimmune or inflammatory disorder. All right, I'll leave you with this item. The increase in the incidence of diabetes between 2002 and 2012, there's been a dramatic increase in the incidence of diabetes. The incidence of type 2 diabetes has increased by 4.8% per year. Hey, guess what? Get yourself an investment and have it increase to the rate of 4.8% per year. You start with $100,000, you're going to end up with a lot of money after 10, 15, 20 years. So that's what's happening to the U.S. populace. The increase was significantly greater among Hispanics than among non-Hispanic whites. And in addition, the incidence of type 1 diabetes is increasing, not by that much, by 2% per year. And